How do you think the program has changed since you started? Is there, or have you seen changes with the people that have been coming, or
In terms of the clientele,
like, or like, have you seen any impact of having the program
of my program or the library or just in
your
general?
Program. There was a story earlier of a new program, and she didn't have access to this program, so I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so well, I mean, I'm still in contact with a couple of my clients that I started, you know, when I first started my program back in 2008, and but I think they only started using the program after that, of course. Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, a lot of them, they have moved on from, you know, from learning English and getting, you know, jobs to improving their lives. What I mean, I know this woman who had actually bought a place, she bought a house, and she went back to school. She actually went back to school with her son. Studying massage therapist. They were both in the same class. They were both, And now they are they're owning their own business. They have their own business on Blore now. So yeah, back then when I met her, woman, she barely knew much English.
Yeah.
So, but woman, she attended a lot of my programs, a lot of our programs here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so a few of them, they used to live downtown, but again, you know, they started a family, they moved out, and they moved outside Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, got houses in Scarborough, North York. So yeah. Yeah, the fond memory that I have of this place is actually doing programs in the basement room, program room A, B, or C. So, like, I used to do a lot more programs back in those days. Especially when I used to work on every Saturdays. Well, I used to run conversation circles on Saturdays or workshops on Saturdays. But you know, it's always. It's not only fun, what I mean, it moves the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, before I know it, you know, today is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, especially so if I do workshops back to back. Say I do one from 10 to 12 and I have a break and do one from 2 to 4. And then before I know it, I just need to pack everything up and, you know, call it a day then.
Yeah.
So,
not really work.
No, it's not really work. I mean, I usually have fun during those days. And in fact, it's something that I always look forward to. Yeah, interacting with. I mean, I've been here for 7 years already, so hopefully stay here for a little while longer. But even if I go, you know, there's always a lot of all these fun memories, you know, working and having fun at work. But it's also meant, you know, to provide the much needed services and programs to our surrounding community members, right? So.